While this is loading up, a couple of things. One is that I saw the initial program, and I saw that I was being asked to give an overview of NRCS programs at 8:15 on the day after the election, which, you know, giving an overview of a government program at 8:15 on the day after the election was going to be sort of a, you know, sort of a who knows anyway, and now we really don't know. So what I'm going to talk about today is what some things we're doing now, and some things that we're going to be proposing to the next administration that we should keep doing, and because these things are important, and NRCS has an important role to play, and, you know, we're operating on the assumption that we're going to continue to play that role. And if things change, they change, but that's the assumption that we're going to operate under, and we're going to keep moving forward. So with that, I'm going to talk about NRCS soil data collection and analysis with the goal of strengthening the science of soil health. It's not just me. A number of people on this list are here in this room. This is an agency-wide effort that includes scientists from multiple parts of the agency, multiple levels of the agency. And so it's not a one-man show by any means. I just happen to be the guy giving the talk. As we all know, the universe of soil health is increasingly complex. And includes, I mean, I put up this little circle diagram here, this flower diagram, that includes some of the major players in this. This is not an exhaustive list. We could sit here and add another 10, 15, 20 petals to this. The little call out up there in the corner is a bit of a call out to the USDA agencies, of which we are a part at NRCS. The three principal agencies looking at various aspects of soil health with USDA are ARS, the Ag Research Service, NIFA, National Institute for Food and Agriculture, formerly known as CSRES, for those of us who've been around a while. Us, and then obviously Forest Service is also interested in soil health in the context of forests. Many other federal agencies are interested in soil health. We have private groups, NGOs, universities, you know, all the people represented on that long list of talks that we're going to hear. And so, you know, we're a piece of this. And we think we've got something to contribute. We want to be part of it, but we make no pretense that, you know, we have all the answers. Maybe we can help find some of the answers. The key point for NRCS is that supporting soil health isn't a new thing. Doug Carlin, for those of you who were in one of the soil health sessions either yesterday or the day before, I forget, Doug from ARS gave a really good talk about the history of USDA activities related to what we now call soil health. And USDA has been at this a long time and with various lenses and various foci and a little different twists and turns. But this aligns, the whole idea of what we're talking about with soil health aligns very closely with the existing NRCS mission. Part of our mission is to provide federal leadership for inventory and resource assessment. Well, okay, that seems to fit. We're the principal agency to provide conservation technical assistance. Well, okay, that fits. We provide some financial assistance that might help people adopt practices that have been found to be better, more productive, more sustainable. And we're a piece of this larger USDA. And I know there have been a couple talks this week, actually a couple of sessions this week, about the Climate Smart Agriculture Program and the USDA building blocks. Well, soil health is one of those building blocks, and we're part of USDA. And I put in the other catch-all. I mean, I could have put six slides together of other things that are going on. There are many other ongoing initiatives and programs and projects and collaborations. And this makes sense. This is something we need to be doing. Soil health, as we all know, all of us who have been involved in this field for various numbers of years, and in this room there are many who have been involved a lot longer than I have, there's a sweet spot here someplace between a number of disciplines, between the soil scientists, the agronomists, the ecologists, economics comes in there. I couldn't fit that. You can't get too many circles on your graph. Production. There's a middle, and what we're looking for here when we're looking at the science behind soil health is that we're looking for this sweet spot. And how can we as a federal agency with a mandate to help assist and a mandate to work with growers, how can we help the larger soil health group find what this sweet spot is? So, given that background, what are we doing as NRCS now, and what do we hope to be doing in the future? Our major focus, major foci as an agency, we have three. One is the collection, storage, analysis, and dissemination of data and information. This is what we do as an agency. You know, we're the home of the soil survey. We're the home of the natural resources inventory. You know, we do this. We've been doing this a long time. We think we're pretty good at it. And so how do we expand on what we're already doing to better serve the needs, serve the data collection, storage, analysis, and dissemination needs of those folks who are focused on soil health? Some things we already have may fit those needs. How do we deploy those? Some new stuff that ARS, university researchers, others are working on, how do we fold that in? And then how do we get it out to folks so they can use it? Second piece is the identification and validation of indicators. We need to have stuff we can measure, and we need to know what it means. You know, it's not enough to measure something if we can't say what it means. It's a two-part thing. And we have a role to play in that. And then the third piece is we're in the business of recommending to farmers to do stuff. That's what we do as NRCS, that's what conservation planning is. We need better assessments of the effects of management practices so that when one of our field people goes to a farmer and says, you ought to plant a cover crop, and the farmer says, well, okay, but what's it going to do for me? We need an answer. We need to be able to look him or her in the eye and say, in your part of the country, on your soils, based on research, based on best available data, we think that it's going to provide these ecosystem services, you're going to get these benefits. And the only way we're going to do that is to do better assessments of what's going on. The ultimate goal, and we roll back to the NRCS mission, the ultimate goal is to identify these effective systems of conservation practices. Sometimes they're called soil health management systems. I don't care what you call them. We can quibble about names and words for the rest of this session. But the point being that we're talking about systems of conservation practices that work to maintain and improve soil health on private lands. That's what we're after at the end of the day. And as such, that's a logical expansion of work we started in 1930-odd with Hugh Hammond Bennett and soil erosion. This is the next logical place. And so that's where we're trying to go. So, what are we doing now to try to get this started? I'm going to highlight three ongoing activities that we're doing as an agency to try to get this process rolling. The first piece is soil health literature review. Like a lot of fields, and I think basically every field, the soil health information is scattered. It's in different journals, it's in different countries, it's in different places, some of it's in private things, some of it's in referee journals, some of it's in reports. So there's a need to kind of get it all together and to synthesize it. You know, so what we've done, the first thing we've done already, and work this is ongoing, but we've developed what we call the NRCS Soil Literature Summaries and Citations. And this is an annotated bibliography. I didn't want to try to stuff a URL into this slide, but if you're interested, see me afterwards or at the break, and I can get you the URL. But this is a list of over 350 papers related to soil health. It continues to grow. It was meant as a living document on the web. And the other piece with that is a matrix of practices and soil properties. So that allows some searching. It allows some basic synthesis of, you know, what are the papers that look at the relationship between no-till and aggregation? Okay, you can go around the matrix. Okay, well, there's these 10 papers that have been identified. But that's an annotated bibliography. That's not a literature review. And that's what we need next. And that's what we're working with some of our university partners and others to publish a series of review papers that summarize the state of the knowledge about soil health-related topics. Because that's what we really need. Bibliographies are great, but people often don't have time to sift through a bibliography. They want a paper that says, here are the high points, and here's the research that supports those. Here's where it applies. Here's where it doesn't. So that's one thing we're working on. Second thing we're working on is building from existing data. The premise is that there's a lot of data out there. There's been a lot of work in this area for a long time. And that many related projects have been completed or they're still ongoing. But they're scattered. So what are we doing about that? Well, we're doing three things. and some more, but three things I'd like to highlight. One is we have a multidisciplinary team working with the Web Soil Survey. Most of you, I hope, are familiar with the Web Soil Survey. But working to develop some information on Web Soil Survey, some reports, some interpretations that build on our existing soil survey data to inform soil health. Let's use what we already know to inform, to help people make better decisions. We're doing some work with Purdue, collaborative work with Purdue, to develop a soil health projects database. Again, pull this together. Get the stuff that's over here and over here and over there and over there and get it in one spot so we can look it up. Soil Health Institute's also involved in some similar efforts, and we're working with them on those. And then collaborations with multiple universities and ARS on identifying and evaluating indicators. So this is stuff that's already ongoing. The third thing that's ongoing, the third effort that's ongoing, is the minimum data set guidelines. That we need to put some systemicity into this process. So what is the minimum data set? We call them dynamic soil properties in the soils business. They're soil properties that change quicker than the soil survey stuff. They change in hours, days, months, years in response to management. Some of those dynamic soil properties are going to be useful soil health indicators. We're confident of that. But we're going to need some relevant metadata to interpret those indicators. Because, again, we talked about measurements are great, but if you can't interpret them, so we're going to need soil and landscape data. We're going to need management data. We're going to need agronomic, environmental, and economic outcomes data. So we're looking at what's that minimum data set. And this, again, is another interdisciplinary group. We're informing that by previous data collection efforts, working with others who are ongoing data collection efforts. And I want to stress, and so this is my disclaimer as a federal employee, our standards are going to apply to our stuff. Other people are welcome to use them, but we're not going to be saying, you have to do this. That's not our job. But we're hoping we can put together some good standards, some good baseline, and if other folks want to use it, so much the better. Now comes the fuzzy part. This is what we're hoping to do. And like I say, I hope we can. I think this is good stuff. I think we're doing the right thing. But this is what we're proposing to do. We're proposing to do three things. I was into threes when I was putting together this talk. Don't know why. One is a dynamic soil properties database. Then we need a place to put this stuff and to get it back. Consistent and efficient storage and retrieval. It's no good to have data. We got data sitting in file cabinets. You talk to any old professor, they got more data sitting in a file cabinet than they've ever published. But you can't get it. It's in paper file cabinet someplace. Or it's on floppy disk. Anybody still got a floppy disk? So we need a database to put that stuff in. And we're good at that. We do that. But we don't have that functionality in our current soils and related databases. That's not what the soil survey database was built to do. It's not what the NRI database was built to do. That wasn't built to take time series measurements. It wasn't built to have multiple measurements under different management scenarios for for adjacent fields. That's not how it was built, so we need to rebuild. And then we're going to need some fields for stuff that isn't in the current database. The second piece we're looking at are better use of smart devices. There needs to be an app for that. There's an app for everything else. Why can't there be an app for this? We've got increasing public interest. We have applications out there that have been successful. I highlight three here. The initial focus of this app development would be on site assessments for soil health that are practical and useful for farmers. How can we get something on somebody's smartphone, on somebody's tablet, that they can go out and help better understand what their soil is and what's happening on their piece of ground? The third piece, and kind of the flagship piece from the soil survey side of the world, is what we're calling benchmark soils and landscape studies. And these are going to be long-term studies that compare different management systems on similar soils, climates, and landscape positions throughout the country. Those are kind of analogous to ecological sites. The goal of this is to identify those benchmark soils and landscapes so that we can extrapolate. We can't do everything everywhere, but we can do things on typical spots and then extrapolate to similar soils, similar landscapes, similar climates. And the goal of this is to evaluate the outcomes of these management activities, these systems of conservation practices that are implementing those four core principles of cover, reduced tillage, those soil health principles. So with that, you're obviously welcome to talk to any of the NRCS folks. I drew the short straw or the long straw. I'm not sure which it was, but got named the lead for these efforts at NRCS. So you're more than welcome to contact me. I've got some business cards. Come catch me at a break. But If we have time for questions, I'd be happy to take a question or two.
We have time for one.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe I've heard the word soil health division. I wanted to see if you could elucidate the role of the soil health division.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Wayne. I didn't want to get to Wayne's question was about the role of the soil health division with NRCS. I didn't want to get into, you know, the internal workings of NRCS in this talk. That was a deliberate decision. As you all know, NRCS has multiple divisions that that deal with different aspects of conservation. That's how we organize ourselves, just like the university organizes itself into departments. This project, all the divisions that have, basically all of our technical divisions have a stake in this project. Soil Health Division, Wayne mentions, has obviously a very large role to play, as does Soil Science Division, as do other divisions. But we're really looking forward to working collaboratively. We already are. And so that's where it's a team effort.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't referring to that. I was wondering about the education.
Oh, yeah, no, and exactly. No, sorry, Wayne. Wayne makes a point about education. And one of the main focuses of our soil health division is the training and outreach and education. And this kind of information is what's going to be part of that core information that then those folks are going to be working with our field staff, with our partners, to disseminate that information. And again, the point being, we as NRCS, the bottom line is getting better management on the ground. And this information is a piece. Our outreach and education efforts are a piece. Our quote-unquote regular standard planning efforts are a piece. But it's all an integrated system, and it's part of what NRCS needs to be doing.
Thank you.
Welcome.